play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We're at Wharton Fieldhouse for this big matchup between the Silver Streaks boys and the Moline Maroons. As we talked about in the pregame, this was quite the battle at Galesburg High School Fieldhouse a couple of weeks ago when Moline came into town and got off to a slow start. Streaks were ahead by as many as 23 in that first half. And then the Maroons came storming back, forced the game to go to overtime. And the Silver Streaks, in fact, got off to a lead in the overtime as well before the Silver Streaks went on a little bit of a run, got a six-point lead, ended up winning the game by four when it was all said and done. Even after that six-point lead, if you remember, Steve Moline had a chance because the Streaks, again, were not executing really well, even in the overtime down the stretch. And about, well, Moline had a chance to take it the length of the court with 2 seconds left with a pass that could have gotten them a chance to tie or win the game. But the kid throwing the baseball pass length of the court threw it up into the net, and that helped preserve the Silver Streaks' victory. So even getting off of that six-point lead in the overtime, Moline didn't go away. So we know this team is going to battle back. And as you said, really short memory in a situation like that, or a long memory, I should say. It doesn't need to be long, having only played 2 weeks ago. But they're going to come in, I'm sure, extra motivated by the way that game turned out.
Absolutely. And Coach Taylor, I know, feels like, you know, again, not a must victory, but one that a victory here tonight really propels them hard in the conference race and being, you know, just as much an opportunity for them to win it as anybody else. So they're going to be ready tonight here, and Streaks need to be ready to go here as well.
After the Silver Streaks started their four seniors during senior night last night, they go back to the regular starting five, wearing the lighter colored gray with the arrow facing down pattern on the piping on the side.
They're guaranteed rate uniforms here.
Yes. Jeremiah Babers, DeMarco Harden, the twins, Dre, and Alex Egypciaco, and Eric Price. For the Moline Maroons, looks like the same starting five that we saw at our place. Brock Harding, Kyle Taylor, Rob Pullian, Ryan Schimmel, and Michael Galvin. Streaks will have the ball to begin the game, as all road teams do during this COVID-shortened season. Alex on the left side gives off to brother Dre on the wing. Dre looking up top finds DeMarco. DeMarco still hobbled by that groin injury, and then Dre throws it behind him. DeMarco wasn't looking. Streaks turn it over, and the layup at the other end by Rob Pulliam, and Moline off to a 2-0 start.
Live ball turnover into points, and Moline in a man-to-man here to start.
In that game 2 weeks ago, Moline actually got off to a very energetic 5-0 start, and then the Silver Streaks went on a run and controlled the lead as Jeremiah scoops one in the lane. Ball batted around, volleyball. Jeremiah comes down with it on the baseline and throws it back out to Harden. DeMarco leaves off to Dre up top. And the Streaks will reset. Dre double team, gets it over to brother Alex. Streaks should have numbers here. DeMarco on the right wing. Fakes right, steps left, shoots and hits the three.
Cleared himself there with a dribble, got into rhythm. Little left-hand pound dribble and knocked down the shot.
Got that pass fake that you like so much, too. And Moline bit on it just enough to take a step the wrong direction. Here's a hesitation dribble by Harding in the lane. Turnaround jumper rolls off the rim. Alex comes up with a rebound. 3-2 Silver Streaks looking for more. Low pass to Jeremiah. Corrals at Babers. Jump stop in the lane. Off the rim. Another of his own rebounds. Gets stumbled. Knocked off balance. Turns it over. Stripped away by Pulliam. 3-2, Moline trying to take the lead and does with a three by Schimmel, who had 30 at the field house against the Silver Streaks 2 weeks ago and off to a quick start here tonight.
And he's the big concern, finding him, because once he gets into rhythm, he is as good a shooter from the three-point line as anybody you'll see.
Alex with the dribble drive in the lane. The kick out to DeMarco up top, leaves it off for Babers. Jeremiah with a left-hand dribble. Gives way in the midcourt circle to Dre, and Egyptiaco resets. 2 minutes into the first quarter, 5-3 Moline with the early lead. And an illegal screen set up top. That'll be the third.
I think they're going to call timeout. 30-second timeout.
You know, I saw Ryan out of the corner of my eye come off the bench. It looked like at one point I thought he threw his hands out, so he was clearly frustrated with whatever the Streaks were doing in that half court that wasn't what he wanted.
No, I think he's very frustrated with the execution of the offensive set there. Guys not in the spots that they need to be in. And again, that's the kind of thing that will get a coach upset. That's a mental mistake, not knowing, you know, what you're trying to do offensively. And a little timeout to remind them of that and review that. And Streaks have responded. We talked about that before the game. I've talked about that all year. Our kids have responded to Coach Hart's timeouts. His timeouts have been very good for whatever reason he's called them. They've been outstanding because the Streaks have always come out with something good afterwards.
So let's see what they do here. 2 minutes into the game, 5-3 Moline, Streaks with the ball. Babers, after the pass into the backcourt on the inbound, brings it across the timeline. Pass down low, entry to Eric, skips it out to the left corner. DeMarco stumbles on the way in, off balance, shot too strong off the glass. Pulling him with a rebound at the other end. Cut off on the baseline, kicks it back out. The dribble drive by Schimmel, pull-up jumper in the lane, comes up short. Babers lost a handle, goes down to the floor for it, tries to save it to Price, intercepted by Harding and lays it in.
And again, a live ball turnover, and especially deadly in your own backcourt near your basket.
7-3 Moline. Alex leaves it off in the lane to DeMarco, who steps to the basket and lays it in. And a good reply by the Silver Streaks to get back within two at 7-5.
Nice pass there and a good dish off and a good finish.
That's a tough bounce pass in traffic like
that. Very, very good execution.
Put it right into the midsection of DeMarco where he could handle it and finish it off. Pulliam misses a jumper. Eric Price with a rebound. Into the left side, Alex pulls up, airballs it from the baseline. On the run with a rebound, Harding into the front court. Down the lane, tripped up, falling down. And a foul called against the Silver Streaks, maybe on Dre. There were two players there. They give it to Alex instead. First foul of the game on the Silver Streaks.
And that one went south. That possession there for the Streaks went south defensively when we didn't stop the ball there. And Moline was able to get to the basket uncontested, and that's a foul.
Mask timeout. 4:50 to go first quarter. 7-5 Moline. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Gah, what happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't jink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth, are you crying?
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:50 to go first quarter. 7-5 Moline. Maroons with the ball coming out of the official timeout. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. And we're back at it. Moline on the inbound. Taylor gets it to the left wing. The catch, the step to the right. Schimmel airballs it. Eric Price on the weak side with a rebound. Quickly into the front court. Spins, tries to get it over to Marco. Trying to chase it down. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Taylor. Streaks fortunate there. Eric off balance. Just kind of threw the ball up into the air. And Moline had better position for it. But DeMarco, good job coming from the backside to disrupt and knocking it off Taylor. Babers on the inbound into the near corner to our right. Working his way left toward the top of the arc. Price comes out with a low pass in the midsection, but he handles it. Now DeMarco, here comes the trap, backing up. Soft pass over to Babers, gets it, throws it through the hands of Alex, but Dre chases it down. Streaks really having a hard time handling the ball here in the early going. To the outside, Babers misses a three badly, and under the basket, the rebound, Schimmel. Streaks battling for it, but Schimmel controls. Here comes Moline trying to build on a two-point lead. Open, three on the way, wide open, Schimmel drains it again.
And again, in transition, we're having a hard time finding shooters there. And again, Schimmel left wide open. That's not something we want to repeat, or we're going to get hurt.
Yeah, Moline shoots just too well from outside. Schimmel being among the best of them. Dre with a hesitation dribble down the lane, finishes it off with the left hand and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play.
Excellent job by Dre of seeing the opening there, and he does this so well. He gets right to the rim with aggressiveness and plays through contact.
Grant Welch, a sophomore, checked in the game for Moline, and he picks up the foul. Dre to the free throw line for the and one. 10-7. Silver Streaks trail by three. Egyptiaco at the line. We know this has been an adventure at times. He got into a real rhythm a couple of games ago, but just 41.7% from the free throw line. He missed it, and Moline couldn't handle the rebound, and Alex is able to step in and get it. Now a missed jumper, and the rebound by Harding. Fires it into the front court. Jump stop by Pulliam to the right. Pull up and hits.
And get beat at our own game there in terms of transition and being able to get back. Moline is really taking advantage of that right now.
12-7, Silver Streaks trail by five. Dre up top inside the volleyball line. To the left side, Eric on the wing. Eric's been denied any shots, draws a trap out high, gets it over to Dre. Dribble drive to Alex. Jump stop in the lane, clears himself, and puts it up and in with the right hand.
Excellent job there of clearing himself, shot fake, getting himself under control and scoring.
12-9, Streaks down three. Harding falls down, turns it over. At the other end, Babers with a run out and the layup. His first basket pulls the Streaks within one at 12-11.
And we score off their turnover. That's our game.
Harding into the front court. Screen set high, defensive switch. Babers goes off on him. And the pass away to Kyle Taylor, who pulls it back out. Now back into the hands of Harding. Harding to Taylor. Left side pull-up jumper in the lane off the back of the rim. Rebound, Dre Egyptiaco. Now Eric Price will lead the break into the front court. To the right side, Babers puts the ball on the floor. Spin move, man falls down, and that leaves Jeremiah wide open. Contact, no foul. Jeremiah plays through it, and it's 13-12 Silver Streaks.
He had the floor open on that side. Good shot fake, getting to the rim with a spin. That's great execution by Jeremiah.
Between the legs with the dribble and a crossover out high, and Brock Harding finishes it off with a layup to end the little Galesburg run. Moline back on top, 14-13. Silver Streaks had scored six in a row. Now on the left side, Price. Up top, Babers. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 14-13, Moline. Dre Egyptiaco up top to Price. Looking left, Babers comes out for it. Dribbles his way left to right, back in and through the midcourt circle. Now to the left side it goes to Price. In the corner, down low to Alex Egyptiaco. And batted away from the backside by Grant Welch out of bounds.
For our fans, we're running an offense that's more of a European style. Three around two, but it's cleared out in the lane, and you get a lot of cutting here. And you're trying to get the ball swung from one side to the other and allow our kids to create, which we do very, very well.
Kyla Meadows into the game for the Silver Streaks. Schimmel back in after a brief breather for Moline. On the inbound, the give and go right back to Price. Missed the jumper from three-point range in the corner. Harding comes down with a rebound. Moline pushing it. Quick jumper on the right side. Schimmel hits it again. Three for three from three-point range. 17-13 Moline.
And again, in transition, Schimmel parks himself at the three-point line on the wing, and they find him, and he's within rhythm there. Good shape.
He's the leading scorer in the Western Big Six Conference. He's got nine in the quarter, and the Streaks call a timeout with a minute 21 to go here in the first quarter, trailing by four. Ryan Hart is really upset with his team right now. So he's going to draw something up here, and it'll give us an opportunity to talk about the vehicle we're driving tonight, a 2019 Nissan Altima SV. A little over about 20,500 miles on it. List price just under 25,000, and this baby's got some get up and go, let me tell you. You didn't drive up. I drove up tonight.
Well, I could feel the acceleration a little bit over there in the passenger seat.
What are you trying to say, Steve?
I'm just trying to say that there was some acceleration, and it was all good.
But, of course, this comes with a lot of the extras. Nice sound system. I was listening to that earlier before you got in. I didn't want to punish your eardrums with it, but very nice. Lots of extra features, and, of course, coming out of the winter season, I don't think we'll need the heated seats tonight, but it's got all of the extras. And, of course, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't find a better deal in the Galesburg area than that lifetime warranty, which the 2019 Nissan Altima does qualify for. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight.
Very smooth ride. All of those vehicles, very smooth ride.
Kyla Meadows coming out of the Streaks timeout, has it on the left wing, circles back around to the right. Going man-to-man against Harding. Now down low to Alex. The kick out. Kyleb squares for three. Passed it up. And Ryan Hart upset that Kyleb didn't take the shot.
Yeah,
now DeMarco will. And it's off. Rebound on the weak side. Eric wraps around under the basket, but he gets called for traveling. And that's the fourth Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, and that's the one there that just you want to go inside, outside. Kyleb had that shot at the top of the circle there, three-point line, all alone, and that was his shot to take. And then we passed that and took one not as good.
Four for Harding, four for Pulliam, nine for Schimmel. And Moline leads 17-13 with the ball under 50 seconds to go here in this opening quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse. Up top, Pulliam with it now, dribbling right, gets it over to Schimmel, guarded by Babers now. Pass back up top, it goes to Harding. Meadows gives him space, screen set, Kyleb trying to go underneath it. Now the dribble drive by Harding, the turnaround jumper, and hits it from about 10 feet on the left side.
He's very good at penetrating and making good decisions and very cute around the basket there.
And the screen set up high gave him room to dribble and find a shot. Now Alex on the left side, cut off of the lane. Tries to go with the up and under. Shot rolls off the rim. And DeMarco goes over the back of Kyle Taylor, coming down with a rebound for the foul. First of the game on Harden. Second on the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, good move inside there. Just couldn't get it to go. The up and under. And just one of those. The shot didn't fall. But good, good set there by the Streaks.
Cohen Derry in for the Silver Streaks. Eric Price being held quiet so far in this first quarter. Only one shot. Moline defending him well, denying him any passes.
And that's a good substitution there. Get the bigger Derry in there and also keep Eric from committing a foul here in this last possession.
Moline will hold for the last shot, down to 10 seconds to go. Out high, Pulliam resets, going man-to-man against Alex. Down to the left side, throws it over the rim, air balls. It goes out of bounds with 7/10 of a second left. And the Silver Streaks will have to take it the length of the court. Basically a catch and enough time to catch it and shoot. Babers inbounds it to Meadows, and the Streaks aren't going to take a shot at us. Now, not the crispest of quarters for the Silver Streaks. They trail by six after one. 19-13 Moline. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter gone at Wharton Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. 19-13 Moline, end of one. Maroons have the ball to begin the second quarter. So the Silver Streaks got a 13-12 lead. Moline scored the next seven and has the ball to begin the second quarter. Schimmel puts the ball on the floor, juggles it down the left side of the lane. Babers cuts him off. Schimmel leaning in, trying to get off the shot. Does. Good defense by Jeremiah. And now the ball stripped away from Derry. And the Streaks trying to get it back, and we've got a foul on Schimmel.
Schimmel.
His first.
Good defense there. Schimmel is going to, he struggles when he gets inside there and has to create a shot for himself there. Streaks did a good job of forcing him into that there.
Babers will bring it across midcourt. Streaks trying to end this little Moline run, and we've got an illegal screen. That won't do it. Kyleb Meadows out high. Fifth turnover on the Streaks. First foul of the game on Kyleb, who came in off the bench after starting last night's game on senior night.
And that's been one of those that's been a point of emphasis here by the IHSA officials the last couple of years, making sure you're set, no rub screen or moving screen there.
19-13 Moline, 30 seconds into the second quarter. Pass to the right side goes to Harding, puts the ball on the floor, got around his man Meadows on the outside, and the leave off behind, and a perfectly executed pass to Michael Galvin.
Yeah, we all sucked to the ball handler who we gave baseline there, and he made a nice pass on the dive to the rim.
21-13 Moline, nine straight points to take an 8-point lead. Derry on the left side working against Galvin, passes it away to Alex, and another timeout by the Silver Streaks. Ryan Hart has burned three of his five timeouts in this first half, and we're only a minute into the second quarter.
And clearly he's not pleased with offensive execution. It's choppy. The spacing isn't very good. The ball isn't in rhythm. We're just a little hesitant. All of those kinds of things are leading to, just not many good offensive opportunities, and he's addressing that here in these timeouts, and rightfully so. We're better than that, and we need some spark here. Eric Price back into the ballgame.
Let's talk about spacing. We hear that during television broadcasts a little bit as well. When fans hear that, our spacing's not very good. That's an offensive thing, not a defensive thing primarily. From a coaching standpoint, what exactly does that mean for our fans?
And in the old day, that was floor balance. And what that's about is making sure that you've got enough room to cut, you've got enough room to get the ball moving, and also one guy can't guard two in that situation. You're making people guard people.
And if your offensive players who aren't on the ball aren't moving around enough, that doesn't help
you. Easy to guard, yeah.
Yep, it doesn't create good spacing as the Streaks turn it over into the backcourt. Ball kicked all the way down the length of the court. Streaks didn't agree with it. That is six turnovers, and this game has a feel of getting really ugly and out of control very, very quickly.
Yeah, we've got to get a play made here and get the momentum reversed a little bit.
On the inbounds is Schimmel, working left to right. Up top, there's Pulliam, found an opening down the lane, and there's a perfect example of where their ball movement in the half court created the spacing to allow Pulliam to drive the lane.
And just a step quicker tonight, you can see there, just a step quicker, a little more energized.
23-13, 11 straight points by the Maroons for a 10-point lead, 6:20 to go first half. The flash out to Baber, who gets the pass away, up top to Eric. He'll just stand and shoot the three. Rims in and out. Rebound Schimmel underneath. Alex tried to get it away from him, but Schimmel held on. Now pressure in the backcourt. And Moline will get it across the front court. The crossover dribble. The floater in the lane. The teardrop won't go. Cohen Derry comes down with the rebound after the miss by Harding. Streaks want to push it. Jeremiah steps to the left in the lane. Got tied up going down the lane. And out of bounds off of Moline's leg. And the Streaks will hang on to it.
Yeah, Jeremiah tried to get to the rim there. And Moline was in a great position to help there and was able to knock the ball away and stop the basket from being made there by Jeremiah. Good defense by the cover-up by Moline.
22-23-13, Moline by 10.
Need a basket here.
Alex passes out to the left side, Dre. Backs it up, looking over the Moline defense. Bounce pass to Eric, draws a double team, flashes it back out. Streaks just not very crisp on their passes tonight. If Eric's double-teamed on the left, somebody's got to be open on the right, and the Streaks aren't even looking that direction. Now down to the left side in the lane, the runner by Alex. Shot won't go down. Egyptiaco fights for his rebound and puts it back up and in.
Much-needed hoop there and a great battle there by Alex.
23-15, Streaks down eight. On the left side, the jumper in the lane, now the kickout by Welch. The step back by Taylor for three. Wide open, drained it. Quick answer by Moline. They're making it look easy. Leading by 11, 26-15. They are 3 out of 5 in the quarter, 11 for 19 in the game. Shooting very well, getting the shots they want. Jeremiah, the step back. Now he'll shoot top of the arc and hits.
And another big answer there.
Man fell down trying to draw the charge on Jeremiah, and that allowed the Streaks to get off a pretty decent-looking shot.
Maybe that's a spark we need there. Got to get a stop here, multiple stops in a row.
26-18, Streaks down 8. Babers with 7 to lead the Streaks. Turn around in the lane, and Harding again. Dribbles, plants, the Streaks backpedal, and don't come back to him, and he just turns and shoots. Now Dre at the other end drives in, stripped from the backside by Taylor, who rebounds it and brings it into the front court. Now pull up left side, Harding for 3, hits again. 31-18, Silver Streaks trail by 13. Ryan Hart has just burned his fourth timeout of the first half with 4:17 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family,
someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family, we want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:17 to go in the first half. Silver Streaks trailing Moline 31-18. And trying to add things up, Streaks have a basket from Alex Egyptiaco and a basket by Jeremiah Babers. Since the Streaks took a 13-12 lead, they have been outscored 19-5. And Ryan Hart has burned four of his five game timeouts trying to get some energy in this team that has just been flat.
Just plain flat.
And Moline's taking full advantage of it. The back cut to Jeremiah. The find, he misses it, gets his own rebound, and puts it back up and in.
Good effort there, staying with it.
Jeremiah's the one bright spot offensively for the Streaks. 9 points, four rebounds. Curling around to the right side. Rough shot by Welch. Moline gets it back. Taylor shoots a three. Wide open and hits. They are just getting everything they want in the offense and finishing off the shots, leading by 14. DeMarco guarded closely, and he gets called for a charge as Taylor guarded him, riding him right on the back, forcing a seventh Galesburg turnover and the second foul on DeMarco Harden.
And again, Moline playing with all the momentum, a lot of energy, being where they need to be, everybody contributing, and it's time for the Mass timeout.
All right, put yourself in that time in that huddle, Steve. What the heck do you do to try to get this team squared up and turned around? This has just been ugly right from the get-go.
You're challenging their right now. They're not questioning anybody, but you're certainly challenging them to answer that they're a better ball club than this. Their past results are certainly show that they've got it in them, and you're challenging them to step up and answer here, and show the pride and the competitiveness that they've shown here in these last 2 years of Silver Streaks. And you got 3:30 here to go in the half. This is a time to make a little run, cut the gap here, going at halftime with some momentum, start out the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, and get yourself right back into the game. But now's the time to do that.
Well, we talked in the first game when Moline was down 23 in the first half. It was 21 by halftime, and we talked about the strategy coming out in the second half about how Moline would certainly like to get it down by 10 by the end of the third quarter, and they had a tremendous run to start the second half, and they had it down to 10 by like midway through the third quarter. The Streaks need that kind of boost here to get some momentum going.
And we're coming out in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Now I think we're going to go to a man here, and I'm looking for us to trap the first pass to the wing here. Do something here to create some kind of momentum, energy, and maybe a turnover, live ball turnover.
And Aiden Wagner is into the game off the bench for the Silver Streaks, joining Harden, Babers, Alex Egyptiaco, and Price. Down the lane, bad pass by Harding, intercepted by Babers. Jeremiah to the opposite end. Moline gets back defensively. Babers pulls it back out. Over to Wagner, juggling the ball, keeps the dribble, drives in from the right side, jump stop, gets his man to bite on the fake, and lays it up and in.
And Aiden always comes in with energy, and that's a good man to see if we can pick up a little energy here and break some momentum and gain some.
Pulliam came back quickly. I thought he had an opening to drive the lane from the left side, but he passed it up. Now up top it goes to Harding. Trying to spin move on Aiden, feeds it underneath the basket, out of bounds, last touch by Babers as he got a hand in, knocked it away from Galvin. Into the game comes Schimmel.
Schimmel shooting here in the first half, and Harding's ability to play make and get to the rim and either create a shot for himself or a dump off have been two enormous factors for Moline scoring 34 points at this point.
Now Harding has 11 and a couple of very impressive assists. Schimmel with 9 back on the floor. Taylor looking to bounce pass on the inbounds, and an illegal screen set away from the ball. That's going to be on Pulliam, and the first foul on him Only the fourth Moline turnover, but two since the official timeout just a minute ago on the clock with 2:39 to go. And maybe that timeout is the one that the Streaks maybe have finally caught their breath and can try to put a run together here before halftime. Trailing by 12, 34-22. I guess they actually called that foul on Ryan Schimmel, so that's his second. Either way, fourth turnover on Moline. Now Price ill-advisedly tries a spin move between a trap and a double team out high. The miss by Taylor at the other end, but the rebound by Harding. The kick out it goes to Galvin. Now the jumper from the baseline, and he hits. Everybody is shooting and hitting from everywhere on the floor for Moline tonight, leading by 14. And now a foul in the front court as Harding tried to take it away from Babers right in front of the scoring table. That's the first of the game on Harding. They can take some chances here with blood in the water. And only the fourth team foul, 2:12 to go before halftime. Babers, pass fake on the inbound, now does throw it into the backcourt to DeMarco. He'll bring it across midcourt on the left side. Backs his way in with a dribble, finds an opening in the lane, shoots off the back iron. Alex gets up for the rebound, tips it out to DeMarco for three, and he airballs it. Out of bounds to Moline.
And again, just not getting much rhythm at all. It's a pass and a shot off of a dribble. You know, just things that are not, you know, consistent with what you want in a good offensive night.
Moline easily breaks the Galesburg press and has to save it on the far sideline as they almost threw it out of bounds. Taylor with a pass fake out high now to the baseline. Galvin cut off there by Wagner. Finds Pulliam down the lane with a layup. Missed it. And a foul called on DeMarco reaching in as Pulliam went up for it. And that'll be the third foul on DeMarco.
And they've been so good getting into the lane, getting to the baseline, and then being able to find a teammate diving to the basket and here a chance to score off of free throws with that.
Off the back iron, Pulliam. He's got six for Moline, 36-22. Dre Egyptiaco in for brother Alex. DeMarco thought he was coming out of the game, having just picked up his third foul, but Ryan Hart leaves him on the floor. With a minute 43 to go before the half, second free throw by Pulliam on the way and good. Biggest lead of the night for Moline. 15 is the advantage with a minute 40 to go in the first half, 37-22. Price has been held to two shot attempts, no points. He
Moline
has
done
now.
A great job here on him.
Gets it to Wagner. He'll shoot. Open, top of the arc, rolls off the rim. Rebound Harding. He's got five boards for Moline. Has it in the lane. No look pass to Pulliam. Cutting baseline, lays it in.
Another beautiful penetration and find there. Harding had a terrific half.
39-22 Moline. Price tries to drive, cut off by a double team. Up top Dre. Spin move, lost the handle on the ball. Moline with another steal. Ball went straight up in the air. Pulliam balled it down. Has it up the far sideline. On the right wing, now he juggles it. Feeds it into the right side to Grant Welch. Welch puts the ball on the floor. Babers knocked it loose. Dre gets down there, scrambling for it. Now the Streaks force a turnover. Babers into the front court with numbers. Jump stop in the lane. Contact, no foul. Aiden gets the ball. That won't go. And Moline comes out with another rebound. It's Pulliam stumbling, coming out with it. Rights himself into the front court across the timeline with 35 seconds to go. Streaks extend the defense, trying to force something, but nothing there. And holding for the final shot now with 24 seconds to go. On the right side, Taylor. Now to the left side, Harding, as they've extended it out, trying to draw the Streaks' defense out. Harding puts the ball on the floor, cutting to the right. No intention to go to the basket yet. Now we're down to 10 seconds to go. In the front corner, Harding to the right side. No looks at left side to Taylor. Pump fake. Gets Price to bite on it. Taylor misses the three. Rebound in the lane. Fought for. Babers gets it. Just throws it down toward the other end, but there's nobody there. So the Streaks down 17 at the half, 39-22. We'll take a break. Come back. Take a look at the first half team stats. Look at the individual scoring. Check Western Big Six Conference scores from around the area, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff, which assuredly will be quite unhappy, as we've seen evidence throughout this entire first half. And the level of frustration on Ryan Hart's masked face can't be hidden. 39-22, Streaks down 17. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robin.
There was a high-tech male chastity belt. Potential problem. There was a flaw in the app code. Could allow hackers to get in and lock the belts. Vice interviewed a guy, and he revealed, yeah, hackers got into his electronic chastity belt. I thought it was my partner. I got a bit excited by it.
Oh, God.
Oh, geez. When he called and gave her the safe word, he realized it wasn't her. It was hackers.
Holy moly.
They took bolt cutters to the belt.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekday afternoons at 2 on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at Borton Fieldhouse. The Moline Maroons in control, having their way with the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 39-22. We often talk about doing whatever you got to do to make the other team uncomfortable. Moline, playing on their home court, looks extraordinarily comfortable tonight, and the Silver Streaks look anything but here so far.
That sums it up. I mean, we're flat. We're disjointed. Our body language isn't very good.
Yeah. You know, that's what concerns me the most.
Coach Hart's had to burn four timeouts. We just can't get anything going in any way, shape, or form, whether it's from execution, whether it's from in terms of getting stops when we need to or momentum building. Nothing's working here. Some of those keys that I've mentioned, finding their shooters, being able to guard the dribble drive, we've not been able to do any of that at all here tonight. And we find ourselves down as big as we've been down here in the last couple of years, certainly under Coach Ryan Hart, and dug ourselves a pretty big hole, 39-22.
Why don't we go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics. The team numbers, as you might expect, will look great for Moline and not so good for the Silver Streaks. What do the numbers actually show?
Streak shot 10 out of 28 from the field for 35%. We're only 2 out of 9 from the three-point line for 22%. And Moline, on the other hand, just shot it brilliantly. They were 16 out of 27 for 59%. And 6 out of 8 with a 3 ball for 75%. And again, able to do pretty much anything they wanted to do, either in the half court or early in transition. We weren't able to get back and match up and find the shooter or stop dribble penetration and allow them to score. And again, 40 points against our ball club and a half is something I haven't seen. We out-rebounded them 17-12, and we turned it over 9 times, which is too many times. They turned it over 5, but 3 of those were in the second half of the second period. So they really handled the ball and were able to be clean, both full court and half court in their offense. And really, in general, they had a great half with the basketball.
Free throw's not a factor in this first half. Moline, 1 of 2. Silver Streaks missed their only free throw. So Galesburg's got to do in the second half what Moline did down at our place 2 weeks ago. It's just that simple, right?
Shoes on the other foot. There's no question about it.
Let's take another break here on the United Methodist Church, First United Methodist Church halftime show, corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg, and online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Moline leading 39-22 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yem and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Chrysler Pacifica. Choose family pricing or 0% for 84 months. And a new 2020 Chrysler 300 all-wheel drive, 0% for 84 months. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit to Yem for details.
A teenager is never too young to learn about money, and that's where F&M's Teen Checking comes in. Young adults, along with a parent or guardian, are eligible for a free Teen Checking account. Get a free mobile banking app, debit card, and online banking. Call or stop by F&M Bank, where banking relationships will last a lifetime. Experience banking the way it should be. Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast, patchy fog and a chance of rain overnight tonight, a low of 38. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, a high of 47. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 22. Sunny Monday, a high of 39. Clear and a low of 21 Monday night. Tuesday, sunny and 45. Clear 32, the low Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 55. Right now it's 42 at WGIL.
How would you like to be in the $100 Club? Well, you can do so by entering to win with a virtual WGIL button, just like Julie Hook of Galesburg. Register on our website, WGIL.com.
Halftime at Horton Fieldhouse, 39-22 is the Moline lead over the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Moline, really, as you might expect, very quickly back out onto the court for warm-ups to get ready for the third quarter. Silver Streaks have not emerged from the locker room yet, with only 2.5 minutes showing on the halftime clock. Individual scoring in the first half for Moline, led by Brock Harding with 11. Ryan Schimmel, Rob Pulliam each with 9. Kyle Taylor had 6. Michael Galvin, 4. For the Silver Streaks, Jeremiah Babers led the way with 9. DeMarco Harden, 5. Alex Adipsiako, 4. Aiden Wagner and Dre Adipsiako each with 2. Silver Streaks emerged from the locker room with just a little over 2 minutes to go. Silver Streaks freshmen lost tonight, 53-46. The sophomores also lost, 59-31. And the coaching staff out now. Let's go courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Steve Hawkins. Let's find out what they talked about.
Back here at Ward Fieldhouse, Streaks down 39-22. Big deficit here, joined by assistant coach Steve Hawkins. Coach Hawk, not a whole lot good there. What are we talking about at halftime?
Well, we talked about putting some emphasis on defense. You know, they're doing anything they want. You know, they're getting any shot. They're cutting when they want. You know, we're not jumping in front of cutters. We're not closing out. We're trying to block three-point shots. You know, defensively, that's it. Offensively, our shooters aren't ready to shoot when they catch. We're shying away from contact. And I think if you looked at the kids as they ran out on the floor, that's probably not something we should do. So, you know, our aggressiveness needs to come out. And That's basically what we talked about.
Anything here the first 3 minutes we need to look for?
We need to get stops. We got to put a dent in this lead the first few trips up and down the floor and start things going in the right direction.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks as always to assistant coach Steve Hawkins for joining us here for some words at the half. And really no surprise there in terms of what the team talked about. Halftime, Geneseo leading Quincy 22-16. United Township with a 19-3 lead over Alleman. Panthers defeated the Pioneers 65-24 earlier in the day in Rock Island. Getting ready to start the second half in that game, leading Sterling 32-24. As you were walking back over here, partner, I said, that's really about what we expected from the locker room.
Sums it up. Yeah, it's not rocket science here.
Not at this point.
And we're going to have, I think, Mark Harden's just really struggling with that growing pull right now, and Meadows going to replace him here in the second period or the second half.
So it's Meadows, Babers, Price, and the Adipsiako brothers to start the second half. Streaks need to get off to a good start to establish some momentum quickly, down 17. Into the right corner, Babers for three. Ooh, in and out. Rebound fought for and found its way to Dre Egyptiaku, laid it up and in. Price kept that one alive, so credit to Eric for giving the Streaks another chance there. Down 15, 39-24. On the left side, Pulliam drives baseline, got a step, kicked in into the corner. Taylor fakes a three, steps left, shoots short, rebound Pulliam, drives into the lane, spin, got knocked off balance, and a foul called against Eric Price will be his first. It's one of the things I saw down here that I liked, Steve. When Jeremiah shot that three, bench players stood up. I mean, trying to get some positive energy going.
And again, both, you know, you could look in with the eye test there with your eyeballs, see that that first offense in possession was better than anything we had in the first half. And this first defensive set was better than anything we had. We had good rotation. We had hustle. We had a challenge of the shooter there. Just a bad break there on the rebound.
Pulliam hits the first free throw. One more coming. 40-24, Moline. Takes his time. Eyes the second one. Off the back iron. Alex with the rebound. So, Streaks trying to get some momentum going here, as we've been talking about. Down 16. Eric will bring it across midcourt. Around a screen out high by Meadows. Reverses back to Kylib. Dribbles into the lane and gets called for a push-off. Stuck that right arm out there with a left-hand dribble. And that'll be the second foul on Meadows and the 10th Galesburg turnover on the clear out.
Yeah, and that was a clear out there. When you extend the arm like that, you can get away with it using it as an arm bar in terms of protecting the ball, but when you extend it there, you're going to get called for that.
In the backcourt, Dre tries to knock it away from Harding. Harding goes around him, drives, tries to leave it off in the lane. The deflected pass finds its way to Galvin anyway, who lays it up and in.
Good break there.
He's 3-for-3 from the field for 6 points. Babers will bring it across midcourt. Now the Streaks have their biggest deficit at 18. And another illegal screen set close to the basket by Alex Egyptiaco. That'll be his second and the Streaks' 11th turnover. And at least three of these turnovers have been on illegal screens.
Yeah, and again, those are tough ones there because you're not gaining anything in that situation. And you're coming away with an empty possession plus in that situation getting a foul.
Streaks trap in front of the Galesburg bench. And the officials are going to talk this over. Happened right in front of Ryan Hart, so he's going to listen very closely to this conversation. They're going to give it back to Moline.
Yeah, tough position. Neither official was in that position to see how that ball deflected there. And, again, not that they weren't in position. They just couldn't see they were blocked out.
In the backcourt, Dre hounding Harding, tries to reach and slap it away from the backside. He misses, and Harding, that leaves him wide open, drive into the lane and pull up with a teardrop, and it's a 20-point.
And
Moline
he's very, very, very good without getting to the rim, dishing off, or making that short little runner.
Quick three by Dre at the other end. Missed it. Eric yanks the rebound away underneath and puts it back up and in for his first points of the game.
And that's been a real key factor. He's not been able to get untracked, and credit Moline there with good defense.
Silver Streaks girls leading Moline by four at the half. Bulliam with a crossover dribble, loses his man in the lane and lays it up from the left side.
That little hesitation stopped the defense, and then he was able to accelerate to the rim with the left hand.
On the right side, Dre. Left side, Babers. Tries the fake pass. Gets it to the inside. Now pulls it back out. Backdoor cut to Dre with a layup, and that may be the best executed offense the Streaks have had all night.
Good job by Dre there identifying that he was getting overplayed, and back cut to the basket, and a good pass by Babers to find him.
Into the front court, Harding again with a dribble drive. The kick out to a wide-open Taylor from the corner. In and out. Rebound fought for. Meadows comes out with it on the run for the Silver Streaks. Down the left side, but he missed the layup. And the rebound, Michael Galvin for Moline. Streaks finally got an opportunity to cut into the deficit and couldn't do so. Now the pull-up jumper from the right side, the basket by Schimmel, who got the ball to drop over the rim and fall through, and he got fouled.
That's one of those where we got beat on the baseline and then fouled on the shot. Again, fouling the jump shooter, not fouling hard enough. He makes the shot, gets an opportunity at a free throw. When it rains, it pours, I guess.
Foul on Babers, his first. And DeMarco will see his first action of the second half. 5:20 to go, third quarter. 20-point Moline lead, and a free throw coming for Ryan Schimmel. Had 9 in the first half, all of those in the first quarter. Now he has 12 on a traditional 3-point play here early in the second quarter, or second half, rather. 49-28. Into the game, Grant Welch, sophomore, saw some playing time in the first half. Boy, Price almost got it back too quickly from Babers. He just got across the end line after he inbounded it. On the right side, Harden pulls it out. Pass into the right corner goes to Alex. Alex with a dribble drive. The kick out up top. The three by Harden hits it. And DeMarco needed a basket to get himself on track. He's got eight in the game, first of the second half.
Good ball movement there to get the three ball off, and now we get a turnover with full court pressure. See if we can put a little run here together.
And just as the Streaks maybe start to get some momentum going, we've got a timeout on the floor. The official timeout, 49-31. We'll take a break as well. Silver Streaks trail by 18. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift. And if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
It's baseball season again. Tune in for Cardinal baseball as the Redbirds take on Washington Sunday at 11:55.
Follow the Cardinals all season long on WGIL.
Official timeout came just as Galesburg forced a turnover and trying to build some momentum. Down 18, the give and go to Babers, back to Meadows on the inbound. Now the Streaks are going to pull it back out. Under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Silver Streaks trying to put together a run of some sort. It's been all Moline here tonight. Up top, Babers to the left side, DeMarco Harden. Steps right, now gives back to Jeremiah. He'll pull up from 17. Shot rolls in and out from the left side, and the rebound off of Alex Egyptiaco back to Moline.
Good decision out of that timeout by Coach Taylor to go to a zone to slow down a little bit of the momentum, make us shift in terms of what we're trying to do offensively.
Streaks keeping the full court pressure on. It's been mildly successful. Did force a turnover right before the official timeout a moment ago. On the right side, Schimmel has it on the wing. Works his way to the left. Little hesitation dribble, curling around. A reach in, keeps the ball. The kick out to the right side. And the three by Welch is good. Everybody hitting from everywhere on the floor. And it's 52-31 Moline. Jeremiah, the bounce pass to Caleb Meadows. Halfway through quarter number three. The Streaks have not been able to put much together here. DeMarco flips up a quick three. That's way off the mark. Welch with the rebound. Streaks get a hand on it, knock it loose, and they're going to get it back and hang on to it.
Yeah, good decision there. We're trying to figure out how to attack that, and it's taking some time and getting some, it plants a seed of doubt a little bit as you adjust to it. And that 1-3-1, they're very active in it, and they're keeping their shape and in good position with it.
On the inbound, Alex on the left wing looking. Babers comes out for it. Now he's going to swing it back around. Guarded by Taylor out high. Kyle Taylor, the coach's son. Alex to Eric on the left wing. Eric Drang, spin move in the lane. Got the shot up and in with a basket. And Eric, something the coaching staff talked about at halftime, not playing through contact, absolutely did there to get a three-point play.
Yeah, and Moline went back to the man there on that inbounds, and that allowed Eric to go one-on-one there. That spin move, get to the rim, get a chance to get 3 points out of this.
First foul of the game on Kyle Taylor. Price, scoreless in the first half, has four, trying to get back on track here early in the third quarter, and he missed the free throw. Alex got in there and forced the tie-up, going after the rebound, got in on the backside of Michael Galvin, reached in, tied him up, but Moline's going to hang on to it on the alternating possession.
Again, good hustle. It moves the arrow. That's a positive for us out of a missed free throw.
Pressure on the inbound. It's Harding bringing it across. Fires it underneath, and another perfect penetration into the free throw line, then dumped it off to Galvin, who laid it in.
He does such a good job of delaying his decision and then execution to the very last sec
Babers on the right side in the lane. Turns, found himself open, but he can't finish off the shot in the lane. The scramble for the rebound. Last touch by Alex Egyptiaco. Back to Moline.
Streak's effort here in the second half, their body language, their energy, much, much better. Just can't make anything happen right now. And again, credit to Moline also in this situation. They're playing awfully well.
So 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Silver Streak's down 17 at the half. Now 21 as Moline looks to extend its biggest lead of the game. Pulliam will pull it back out. Got caught in the air, passed it away to Taylor, who steps up and drains a three. Wide open on the outside, and Moline just shoots too well to have that much room to shoot.
Yeah, if that trap doesn't work, we've got to get better rotation than that.
And Babers up top. Officials are going to come over, blowing the whistle, discuss this, and it's going to get a reach-in foul on Galvin, just his first.
And he tried to get through that screen there and plowed through it, trying to reach for the basketball, and got a foul there.
But only the second team foul on Moline. So on the inbound, Alex to the wing, now to the left corner, Price. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Babers open, left elbow off the back iron with a missed shot, and the rebound off of Meadows on the far side, out of bounds, back to the Maroons.
Yeah, just struggling to sustain any kind of run in terms of putting multiple points up on the board. Just a struggle.
Can't say it any other way,
no,
can we?
No, it's just plain and simple.
Moline breaks the press. Pulliam wide open on the right wing. Now with a crossover dribble into the lane. Reach in by DeMarco, knocks it out of bounds. Good recovery by DeMarco after Pulliam had gone around him. And Moline will have to inbound.
And that is a good play by DeMarco. You get beat, you got to pick a spot to try to get the ball knocked loose, and he did that.
Moline with a 24-point lead, looking for more on the pull-up by Harding, but that's off the mark. Alex with a rebound. Egyptiaco into the front court. Pulls up on the left side, back behind into Meadows as we approach the two-minute mark of quarter number three. Meadows left wing hits the three. First basket of the game for Kyleb. Stems the Moline run, at least for the moment. And the Streaks on a steal on the inbound, and then Jeremiah got bumped by Meadows, but Babers, playing through contact of his own teammate after the turnover, hits the shot. It's 57-38. And now a foul on the backcourt on the Streaks will be team foul number five. They just have to take some chances on the full court press. Kyleb with his third foul now.
And I know Kyle wanted to stop the ball there and get some kind of trap. He just couldn't. But again, as you said, we've got to take chances here, either going for steals, getting traps, certainly take chances here because we are in a situation here of not desperation but close to it.
Minute 46 to go, third quarter. Streaks have scored five straight, but trail by 19, and they're going to keep the press on.
And expending a lot of energy here.
For just exactly the reasons that we talked about. Here's another full court bad pass, but Alex came in too late. The high pass, Streaks had the ability to get after that one and get it, but Alex came right up the backside of Taylor instead of avoiding the contact, and that's the third foul on Alex Egyptiaco.
Yeah, just a step too late there. Right idea, just a step too late there. Good rotation to get the trap in the backcourt.
16 fouls on the Streaks with a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Walking it across midcourt is Harding. Here's another near steal by Meadows. Contact, and he gets called for his fourth foul going for the steal. Ran into the backside of Taylor, who got pushed into the backcourt, and then the official might have let it go, except that the momentum pushed Taylor into the backcourt, so you couldn't exactly call Moline for an over-and-back violation on that, so it ends up being a foul on Meadows, his fourth.
Yeah, he was forced to call that there. Again, as you said, you can't give that kid a backcourt violation after the contact was made.
So that puts Moline in the bonus with a minute 29 to go in the third quarter, and to the free throw line, Kyle Taylor, 9 points tonight. Had 12 in the first game at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse 2 weeks ago. Taylor hits the first. It's back to a 20-point Moline lead.
Taylor, Harding, and Schimmel, outstanding wing and point guard combination here for Moline.
Missed the second, but the Streaks asleep on the rebound, and Pulliam gets in there and gets it away from him. Dribbles into the lane, the kick out to Schimmel on the left side.
Who's been quiet here in this second half.
12 for the game for Schimmel after scoring 30 against the Streaks, but he hasn't needed 30 tonight as Moline leads by 20 with the ball. Up top, Harding's been the real guy tonight. Streaks read that pass well as Alex intercepted it. The run out at the other end by Dre with a basket. And Taylor coming in too late picks up his second foul. And a chance at a three-point play for Dre Egyptiaco, who has six here in the second half, eight for the game.
And again, we just haven't been able to do that tonight. Moline handled the ball so well. But there again, when we get it, we are so good at being able to convert points off of turnovers. And right there we did that with Alex.
Dre misses the free throw. And then Price chases down the rebound. It's the way the ball caromed off. It kind of left it in no man's land. Now Dre misses a three trying to get out with it. And Pulliam pulls down the rebound for Moline. So the Streaks couldn't take advantage of the extra opportunity. Trailing by 18 here. Now pressure in the backcourt, and Moline can't get it across. And the Streaks force a 10-second call with 41 seconds to go in the quarter. And they have forced four Moline turnovers here in the third quarter. The Maroons had only five the entire first half.
Terrific job by Jeremiah and Alex there of staying with that and getting that 10-second call there. Just fine defense there. Terrific effort.
And now a whistle as we were ready to get this play inbound. Not sure.
Somebody was tying their shoe underneath. Right. He didn't see that.
All right, so Alex inbounds it to brother Dre in the backcourt with Harden, Babers, and Price on the floor for the Streaks, down 19 with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Up top, Harden with it, dribbles to the right, leaves it off for Alex. He'll curl around, cut off at the free throw line. Just been no space for the Streaks to operate in the lane. Here's a good look from Price to a cutting Dre Egyptiaco from the right low blocks up and in. 58-42 on a nice assist from Merritt. Soft pass stolen by Alex. Down the lane. Scoops it up and in. And the Streaks are down 58-44 now with a little energetic burst here at the end of the third quarter. Here's another bad pass stolen by Alex again. Egyptiaco now has it stripped by Moline. And they can't get off a final shot. Harem scarem at the end. Ryan Hart really wanted that bucket.
Boy, if we could have got that bucket, cut it to 12 there, and you're within a possession of getting it to single digits. But again, a great effort there in that last minute plus.
58-44, Moline by 14, end of three. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Get weekly email alerts as to items that will be up for bid during the WGIL radio auction on Saturday, March 20th. Sign up for free at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks score the last 6 points of the third quarter, put together a little run, and trail by 14 now, and have the ball to begin the fourth quarter to try to keep this momentum going. Alex Egyptiaco on the left side. Doesn't typically shoot three-pointers. Moline backed off, so Alex drives into the lane. The kick out, DeMarco, air ball, or not air ball, but the ball right underneath into the hands of Eric, and he completely lost the handle on it out of bounds. Came right down to him. He had it in his hands, and on the baseline, he just lost it out of bounds.
And he was there right there for a putback there that would have, you know, again, cut that deficit even further.
58-44, Streaks have missed two golden opportunities here, end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, and now Harding breaks the press and takes it all the way down the lane for about as easy as a layup he's going to get all night.
Almost a four-point play there.
He's got four in the half, 15 for the game. Dre, left wing for three, off the mark. Rebound Harding. Well, that's not what the Streaks need. It's just to come down, fire quick threes. Here's Schimmel at the other end, right wing, and he answers for three. You talk about a four-point turnaround. How about a seven-point turnaround
and momentum again going back.
Yep, now back up to a 19-point lead after the Streaks had something going there at the end of the third quarter. Up top, Babers really testing their mettle here tonight. Jump stop in the lane by Dre. Got the pass away to Harden. Stripped by Harding out of bounds. Streaks will keep it. Meadows back into the game, replacing Babers. Jeremiah's got his varsity career high with 11 tonight, but not the way he wanted to get it, with the streaks down 19, 7 minutes to play. On the inbound, Alex open, got past his man, missed the jumper. DeMarco with the rebound, put back in a foul. He's got a chance at a three-point play.
And a good effort again there, you know, just really crashing the boards hard. And our kids certainly have got no give up in them here. I've been very impressed with how hard they're working to try to get back into the ball game here.
Geneseo leading Quincy, 41-37, minute to play in that game. Galesburg girls leading Moline, 42-21. Much better outcome for the Streaks girls at home at the Fieldhouse. End of the third quarter in that game. DeMarco misses the free throw. Battle for the rebound. And it's going back to Moline as the Silver Streaks foul. And that'll be a one-and-one at the other end. I think they got Eric on that one. They did. His second.
And there, you know, he's trying to strip the ball from the rebounder there, trying to get a turnover right underneath their basket. So, again, we're in a position where we have to take chances in doing those kinds of things.
It'll be Michael Galvin at the line. Off the iron. Rebound tipped out. Harding got up there and tipped it out to his teammate Taylor. So the Streaks got a missed free throw that they need and still couldn't get the rebound. Dribble down the lane by Taylor. They kick out in the corner. They pull it all the way back out high with 6:35 to go in the game.
They'll certainly be a little bit more deliberate here offensively.
63-46, Moline by 17. Silver Streaks had a 13-2 lead in the first quarter. Moline scored the last seven of the quarter, and it's been all Maroons since then. Streaks get a loose ball. Moline gets to it. Now they have numbers. Baseline drive, the reverse up off the back rim. Drops through for Welch, and he got fouled. Just put it up toward the rim, and you have a night like this, it's probably going to go through.
Yep.
Just about everything Moline has put up has gone through the rim here tonight.
Yep, that bounced around. Good reverse layup, bounced around and fell in. And again, they made the plays, but they're also getting the breaks. Lots of people would say, you know, you make your own breaks here, and Moline's yep. done that here tonight.
Fourth foul on Alex Egyptiaco, and the free throw by Welch is good. So that ends up as a five-point play on the offensive rebound after the missed free throw. 66-46. Back to a 20-point Moline lead. It's been double digits the entire second half. Streaks are down 17 at the half. Meadows passed up the three on the left elbow. Bounce pass to Alex on the baseline. Backs his way in. Caught under the basket. Kicks it out to DeMarco. Swinging around back up top to Meadows for three. In and out. Rebound, deflected around, finds its way back to Harden. DeMarco falling down, gets it out to Dre, who keeps it alive. Dre, jump stop, Euro step in the lane, scooped it, missed it. Rebound, Welch. Moline out with it. Two on one, and all the way to the other end. Harding missed it. Carl Dortch into the game, fighting for the rebound. Schimmel rips it away, and that'll be a foul from the backside on Carl Dortch.
And we got a technical foul.
I heard the whistle,
yeah.
Yep.
Going to be on Harding, I think.
I was looking down to mark on my score sheet, so I'm not. So the personal foul is on Dortch on the hand, on the reach, as Schimmel came down with the rebound. Brock Harding with the technical foul.
And, you know, and I'm sure they'll call that taunting or whatever. He said something to Dortch there in front of the official.
20-point Moline lead. Two free throws coming as the Maroons are in the double bonus for the rest of the game. So Schimmel to shoot two, and then the Streaks will have the ball and a couple free throws at the other end with 5:37 to go in the game. First one by Schimmel up and in. We're 7 points in the half, 16 for the game for Schimmel. Now 17 as he hits them both. 68-46 Moline. Now free throws for the Silver Streaks with 5:37 to go, and DeMarco Harden will shoot the technical shots. Rock Island leading Sterling 42-36. 2:18 left to go in the third quarter. Again, that's the Streaks' next game at Sterling, and we know that is not going to be easy.
And they've got better and better, and they're very dangerous. Their record is not indicative of the kind of team that they have.
Yep. Harden hits the first. Second technical free throw coming. DeMarco up and in. So the free throws even out. Now the Streaks have the ball. Down 20. Dortch, Alex Egyptiaco, Price, Meadows, Andre Egyptiaco And a timeout by the Streaks with 5:37 to go in the game. That's the Streaks' final timeout. There will be a official
timeout. I think they called that the media one, it looked like, or did they?
Ryan Hart was going out on the floor. I thought the media timeout shouldn't come out until under 5.
I wouldn't think so either, but I couldn't tell if that's what they were doing or not.
Well, you know what we can talk about right now. How about that great vehicle that Galesburg Nissan providing us yet again tonight, the 2019 Nissan
Ultima SV. That's a good idea, Brad.
It's about as sporty as a vehicle as we've had, and not that anything we get from Nissan. They really take care of us.
They really do.
And we appreciate the transportation everywhere we go. I was just looking at the mileage on this one again. I had it earlier, 25,000. The price is just under 25,000. But here's the most important thing. Yeah, 20,500 miles. List price just under 25,000. It's got good gas mileage, too. 26 city, 36 highway. And the best part of all, it qualifies for the lifetime warranty at Galesburg Nissan. Not a better deal in town. Covers the powertrain, the drive assembly, all of those things that could really put you in debt if anything goes wrong. The lifetime warranty covers it. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, the 2019 Nissan Altima SV. 5:24 to go in the game. Price launches a three coming out of the timeout. Meadows saved it and then turned it over. And a foul. Nope, a double dribble in the backcourt. 12 Moline turnovers, and they'll give it right back.
And again, Coach Taylor has done a terrific job here tonight changing defenses. You know, whether it's a trap in the half court, a man-to-man, now he's back, he's rotated 1-3-1, man-to-man, just enough to keep us back on our heels, keep us, you know, a little bit tentative, and certainly we need to go right now, and it causes us to have to slow down here a little bit as the clock is certainly our enemy.
We were talking with Ryan Hart in the pregame, why we hadn't seen a 1-3-1 played against us yet, and he's used it here tonight. Babers air balls a shot from the right high post. Price saves it on the inbound, and Meadows chases it down. And another chance for the Silver Streaks. They've had some offensive chances tonight here in the second half anyway. Good feed to Carl Dortch from Babers, feeding it through the lane. Carl lays it in, 68-50.
Excellent pass by Babers, and it's a good decision to get Dortch in here. Get him some playing time against a quality opponent in a quality situation here, and he's got a lot of upside, so a good decision to get Carl some playing time here tonight.
Schimmel weaved into the lane, found an opening, and then wisely pulled it back out, and now Harding weaves through the lane all down to the baseline and all the way back up top as they've spread to the corners. Just want to take some time, and Babers comes out and puts a little shoulder into Kyle Taylor to stop the clock with 4:26 to play.
And that's five there on.
Now that's the official timeout. It's
the
only
official
two fouls
timeout.
On
I
Babers.
Thought he was giving it five. I thought he called that on Meadows. It was on Babers, wasn't it? Okay.
4:26 to go. Official timeout. Streaks down 18 at Wharton Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Tune in for Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final between Geneseo and Quincy, the Maple Leafs do it again to the Blue Devils. 45-40, they sweep Quincy in the season, get their second win overall, drops Quincy to 1-8, including 1-7 in the Western Big Six. Kyle Taylor knocks down the first free throw coming out of the official timeout. Here, 69-50 Moline, now 70-50 as Taylor sinks both.
Talking a little bit about this zone, I believe, you know, you got a 1-3-1, a 2-3, a 1-2-2, and you can do some things out of that. But, you know, on paper, this one, to me, is the hardest to attack, this 1-3-1.
Meadows playing with four fouls up top to Babers. Not quite halfway through the fourth quarter with the Streaks down 20. Been all Moline here tonight after a big run in the first quarter to establish control. Jeremiah Babers with a jump stop from the right wing, and he barely draws the front of the rim. Taylor with a rebound for Moline. Anytime the Streaks have had an opportunity to try to put a run together, they haven't been able to do it. And Moline, just about every time, has answered at the other end to just kind of shift the dagger a little bit deeper. A dribble up top through the lane, and Harding pulls it back out with a pass. Moline just toying with the streaks, dribbling away clock, and Ryan Hart going to send in the reserves to wave the white flag with 3.5 minutes to go in the game, and a foul on the streaks, pressuring out in front of the Moline bench is the fourth foul of the game on DeMarco Harden. Cohen Derry, Aiden Wagner, Nolan Carl, Easton Steck, and Aaron Carl to come in for the streaks after the first free throw here by Ryan Schimmel. Impressive performance here by the Moline Maroons tonight, and we are not at all surprised at what they have done. We have been certainly disappointed and surprised at the margin of victory, but we knew this team was capable of doing exactly what we're seeing here tonight.
And you and I had discussions about that last night, and they're a nice, nice ball club that plays the game the right way, and we certainly do as well. We just ran into a buzzsaw here tonight. They were executing on all cylinders and had some breaks go their way, and we just couldn't overcome that. They played a fine, fine ball game here against us tonight.
And they've got the experience of playing together, too, which the streaks certainly do as well. Here's a kick back out to Easton Steck, open for three. Missed it. Rebound. Tipped around. Aaron Carl gets it. Back to brother Nolan, who drives and lays it in from the left side.
Good job by Nolan there getting to the rim, and nice job by Aaron as well. Brother combo there took care of business.
Good second effort by the Silver Streaks, 72-52, and Moline will empty the bench here at the next stoppage of play with under 3 minutes to go. Welch up top. Moline will be happy to just run clock until the Silver Streaks force a stop, and there they do. Aiden Wagner, a little hand check into the midsection. His second foul stops the clock with 2:51 to go. And Harding will shoot two free throws as the starters for Moline head out. Kyle Taylor will finish the night with 12. That's the number he had in the first game. Pulliam finishes with 12. Great balance by Moline tonight. Schimmel didn't have the 30-point night that he did at the field house earlier as Harding sinks the first free throw, but he didn't need to tonight.
Harding was the key here tonight.
He was able
to control the game, penetrate, get to the rim, dish off, find an open teammate. He just had a terrific ball game here tonight.
And Schimmel still finished with 19, the leading scorer in the Western Big Six. Harding hits both free throws, 6.5. He finishes with 17. That's what he had in the first game down at Galesburg. So Harding 17, Taylor and Pulliam 12 each, Schimmel with 19. Welch finishes the game with 6. So very good numbers by Moline and their individual starters. Wagner, pull-up jumper left side from 18 feet, rattles around, falls off the rim, rebound fought for, finds its way back to Aaron Carl, and gets it over for another opportunity for Wagner. Wagner, cut off by a double team, pulls it back out to Nolan. To the right side, Easton Steck, up top to Aaron Carl. Now Nolan works his way to the right side, or rather Cohen Derry to the right side. Gives it off to Wagner. Had Easton cutting in from the right side. Wagner pulls up
instead.
Good
find by Wagner.
Yep, shoots it, hits it from inside the top of the arc. 74-54. Up top, Hunter Warren, a sophomore. Swing it over to the left side. Now onto the right side, it goes to Alec Ponder. He played quite a bit in the first game against the Streaks. Not so much here tonight. Sean Taylor did not want to interrupt the chemistry that his boys had out here tonight for the Moline Maroons. Caden Velasquez, another sophomore in with a minute 35 to go for Moline. Pull-up jumper by Ponder hits and scores just outside the free throw line. 76-54. Minute 20 to go in the game. And now Sean Taylor going to get some more players in. Aiden Wagner curls inside the free throw line to kick out Aaron Carl. Over to Steck on the left wing. Around his man, pulls up at the free throw line. Off the back rim, rebound, fought for it. Aaron Carl down to the low blocks. Gets pushed from behind. The reverse won't go. Cohen Derry with the rebound put back.
Good work there by our inside players, Carl and Derry there.
And a three at the other end.
And Ponder again.
As I was looking down, writing down a rebound on my end. Ponder's got the last five from Moline. And now Aiden Wagner answers with a three-pointer. Aiden, after 11 starting in the Streaks' win over Geneseo last night, has 7 here tonight. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line, off the mark, left side, and a fight for the rebound and a tie-up. Possession arrow favoring Moline with 27 seconds to go. Carl Dortch back into the game. Derry sits down. 27 seconds to play. Go ahead, Steve.
Brad, another basket here, a free throw by Moline, and we've given up 80 points or more in both games to the Maroons. I doubt if that's happened in a long time, if ever.
Well, nice move in the lane by a freshman, Maddox Olmstead, on the right side, had the pump fake, drove left and pulled up, got fouled, and he's going to go to the line shooting 2. Second foul of the game on Dortch.
I should say it's been a while since it's happened. But again, you know, it's just been one of those nights, and I know that Coach Hart will, he'll get his ball club ready for Tuesday night. He has absolutely shown that here in these 2 years as the head coach. He'll do the things that are necessary here the next couple of days, and our kids will be ready to go Tuesday night.
Misses the second one. Dortch with the rebound. So the Streaks, after a 5-0 start, will have lost 2 of their last 3, falling to Rock Island on Tuesday. Carl with the miss in the lane, got his own offensive rebound and fouled with 12.5 seconds to go.
Aaron Carl's done a really, really good job here coming into the ballgame for the Streaks here.
Got 3 rebounds.
3 rebounds. He's been very good around the basket, working hard at things.
Not in the bonus, though, so he doesn't get any free throws as Wagner misses a 3 from the corner. The deflection out on the rebound, and that will be it. Ponder controls the rebound, and that's the ball game. 80-59. Moline in command pretty much the whole game. And they send the Silver Streaks to 6-2. Moline goes to 9-2, and these two teams are now tied for second in the Western Big Six. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yim and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Ram 1500 0% for 72 months. And the new 2020 ProMaster, only $24,361, or choose 0 for 60. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit, Yim for details.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Hey guys, Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz here. Every day we get calls from people in all walks of life who want the same thing, a plan.
Hey folks, Ramsey personality Ken Coleman here. Whether you're stuck in a job that you have no passion for or you want to know how to save for retirement, you can get advice from the experts right here on The Ramsey Show.
Tune in for The Dave Ramsey Show weekday mornings at 9, weeknights at 6 on WGIL.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to
avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Telford High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast, patchy fog and a chance of rain overnight tonight, a low of 38. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny and breezy with wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, a high of 47. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 22. Sunny Monday, a high of 39. Clear and a low of 21 Monday night. Tuesday, sunny and 45. Clear 32, the low Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 55. Right now, it's 42 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory. Celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks fall to Moline tonight on the road at Wharton Fieldhouse, 80-51. Maroons took the Silver Streaks out behind the woodshed and really handed it to them. And I think what frustrates me more than anything, Steve, here tonight, is I feel like the Streaks just let them do it more than anything. There just wasn't the energy here tonight.
Yeah, we certainly were flat in the first half and a step behind and disjointed in so many different ways offensively and defensively. And I think, you know, that was part to blame to that. But also Moline did a lot of things that they wanted to do and were very, very good. I thought the Streaks' energy and effort and competitiveness were all better, especially we started the second half and we continued to grind at it and couldn't get anything to happen. Moline was just too much in all areas here tonight. And, you know, Mama said there'd be days like this, and certainly this is one of those where Moline wins this ball game in a convincing way.
How much do you think the little run at the end of the third quarter when the Streaks had forced a turnover, were down 14, had a chance to get down, get it to 12. Moline stole it back away, so the Streaks couldn't get a shot off there. Then had the first possession of the fourth quarter, had a good shot, an offensive rebound. In fact, that was the one where Price was wide open under the basket. The rebound came down to him. He was all alone, but he lost the handle on the ball. Moline came down, scored. We had another good look at the basket down here. Didn't score again, and then Moline scored again. We talked about that like being a 7-point turnaround of what could have been. You know, I'm not saying that was the key to the game, because certainly the Streaks had dug such a hole for themselves at that point. But that was the moment where I felt like if the Streaks are going to get back into this game and make something happen, and then it just, like that ball going off of Eric's hands, it was just like the moment was gone.
And that's the point to be made there. If we were going to have a chance to get back in the game, that was the key to doing it. We came up empty here and gave up the field goal and the three ball here. That put a fork in us. And, again, we had a chance to cut it to 12, as you said, at the end of the period, come out with momentum. We have the kind of ball club that has a lot of firepower, get it into single digits, and then we're rocking and rolling. And when that occurred over here like this and everything started going the other way, that, you know, for all intents and purposes, was the end of it.
80-59 the final. Streaks fall. Freshmen and sophomores both lost as well. We'll take a timeout. We'll get a word from the coaching staff, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and run through all the final statistics as well. The Streaks dropped to 6-2. Moline is 9-2. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call.
call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Coach Ryan Hart joins us in the post game as the Streaks fall at Moline 80-59. Coach, as always, thanks for coming by, giving us a few words here in the post game. We just didn't have the energy going tonight, and as we were just talking about here before we went back on the air, those four timeouts you used in the first half, I've got to believe that was to try to get these guys pumped up and try to figure out where the energy had gone from last night. What were you trying to do there?
And there was none. Once we got down, the first quarter wasn't horrible. I don't know. They were
19-13.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we were up like 13-12 at one point in time, and right. Then it just one thing to another. I mean, a foul, and it just like took us out of our game. And it just randomly, we just did not overcome any adversity tonight.
In terms of stuff, execution-wise, whether it was on the defense or the offense, things like that. Stuff out there that bothered you in terms of how we did any of that stuff?
Well, it's pretty much the same stuff that's been all year long, too, and we've just been able to overcome it because we didn't have such long stretches. But, I mean, Moline's good. So,
right.
I mean, and they're very disciplined, and that's a situation where once a couple things went wrong for us tonight, we weren't able to kind of get back in the saddle. And it just was just a struggle from about – the three-minute mark left in the first quarter all the way on. And, I mean, like I told him upstairs in the locker room, I said, we have got to do a better job of being more mentally tough. And like I told him, I'm like, I don't know if it's because we didn't have a preseason where we could get in shape and we could challenge you mentally. And it just – we need to do a better job as a group to pull each other along instead of just kind of individually melting down. And that just kind of seemed like to be the component tonight. And – I mean, we've had stretches all year long where just the mental aspect of it is just like I've told you guys, if the mental aspect catches up with the physical aspect, we're going to be pretty stinking good. And just mentally, just it seemed like we were a little bit drained tonight.
Besides talking to them and challenging them on the mental aspect of things, what else do you tell your ball club here as you leave them here tonight, setting the stage on where we go Tuesday night?
Well, that's what I told them. I'm like, you have probably the hardest week you got.
Yeah.
Because you're going to Sterling on Tuesday, you're coming back and going to Quincy on Friday, and then obviously you still got to play a pretty tough UT zone team, I mean, on Saturday. So it's going to be the hardest week we have, and then we just got to overcome any adversity and press through, and hopefully on Tuesday night when we're talking, it's like, okay, the kids did it tonight, and then again on Friday down in Quincy. And then we get those two, then we can figure out something on the Saturday after the back-to-back on Friday.
On this game here tonight, Steve and I were talking right after the game. How big was that stretch there at the end of the third quarter? We got a steal. Moline got it back.
Shoot.
Then we had the shot in the fourth quarter.
It should have been 10 points right after the first play of the first fourth quarter.
Yeah, right.
And that was such a frustrating thing there because they threw an aimless ball that bounced twice. And Jeremiah, I thought, played a very good first half. And, I mean, I gave him all the credit in the world for playing hard, doing things right, and at halftime. And that play, it was almost like, and he's usually pretty quick-witted on his thinking and everything. It's just like he backed up two steps like, okay, I'm not going to get beat or something. I just don't know. And he could have had that ball simple and went down and scored quickly. Because, I mean, we got two steals and layups there right in a row.
And we were scoring in a hurry in a bunch there.
And didn't get it. I don't really – they ended up scoring, I believe, to end the quarter. Well, then we get it to start the fourth quarter or whatever the case is. We got to stop. And we get the ball down low, and Eric's got it down low, and he just – Yeah,
right off his hands.
This is out of bounds. I mean, it just.
And then they put up the five spot.
It just we were not clicking mentally tonight.
Was there like a sort of almost a tangible feel in the coaching staff and the bench at that point? Like, well, here it was.
I mean, I turned around and yelled at those guys. Not those. I mean, I didn't yell, but I mean, I told Steve and Eric and Garrett. I said, this should be a 10-point game right now. This should be a 10-point game at this moment in time, and this is on us. I mean, you can jump up and down about a bump of the ref calls or whatever you want to do, but if you don't get the steal you need, if you don't hold on to the ball and make a layup when you need it, and I mean, that was all game long. And like Coach Thompson said before the game, we will win this game tonight if we make winning plays. Well, I asked him tonight, how many winning plays did we actually make? And there was none. There was zero.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've talked about what's coming up on Tuesday and what we got to do to get ready for that. So
we got to get mentally refreshed.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and I didn't go nuts up there. I mean, it's just heart to heart with Coach Hart. We have to figure out a way to get some things accomplished and pull together when things are going bad.
And these are good kids. I mean, they understand that, I'm sure.
And they're super good kids. And, yep. And it's like one of them I talked to on the end of the bench or on the bench there towards the end of the game, and I basically said, you have to play a little bit meaner. I mean, you have some talent, you have potential, and as one of our juniors, it's just like, you're going to be a super good player next year, but these last 2 weeks is kind of going to lead up into that right now. You have to get a little mean streak in your game to where you have some confidence build up into the summer so we can get rolling. So hopefully they're going to see the message on all their stuff, because, I mean, we're still good. I mean, this group of kids, yeah, they're still a good basketball team. Everybody loses. Yep. Everybody loses at some point in time.
And this is a good ball club here tonight.
And Moline's good. And not that they're not 21 points better than us, but it was one of those deals where, I mean, they were clicking on all cylinders and we weren't. And, hopefully we can get something out of this. Hopefully we can get something to where it builds us and strengthens us going forward for our last six games. And like they all said up in the locker room, we can win our last six games. I mean, worst case scenario, what, two-way tie for the conference championship with either Moline or Rock Island if we win the rest of our games. Yep. So that's worst case scenario if we take care of business. So if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. I mean, it's going to be a challenge, and we're up for it. I mean, there's only, 14 days left or 13 or whatever it is. So, I mean, you got to play. You got to play. You got to be good, and we got to move on.
We appreciate you coming by, Coach. Thanks for your thoughts, as always.
Thank you.
Let's go get them on Tuesday.
80-59 the final. Moline wins it. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at our post-game statistics, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Moline wins it by 21. Streaks fall to 6-2 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yem and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Grand Cherokee or Jeep Renegade. Get 0% for 84 months. A new 2020 Chrysler Voyager van, 0% for up to 72 months. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit, Yem for details.
We actually weren't looking for a house. We were driving around the lake looking at the trees, and we found the neatest property for sale. So right there, we called the number on the sign, and within 15 minutes, Bradley was showing us a house.
Sometimes the best things happen when you least expect it. That was the case for Dan and Susan Josephson, who got a hold of me when they stumbled upon their dream home. I'm Bradley Hicks with Century 21.
Bradley helped us buy the new home and sell our current home. He just made everything really easy.
Life moves fast. Make sure you work with a realtor who moves even faster. Visit BradleyHIX.com.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We have all of our closing business to do here. So we gotta finish it all up here now, Steve. Let's start off with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I'm going to let you start with your candidate who we're not going with, because we do want to point out the good things. And one of the kids off the bench, you were happy with what you saw.
Yeah, we had robust debate here at the at the commercial break. Robust debate. You know, my candidate tonight, and again, your candidate is one I've thought the world of here over the last 2 years. And I'd name him as one of those most important kids you could ever have on your team. We'll get to that in a second. My candidate was Aaron Carl. Came off the bench there late in the game. That's a tough thing to do. He's still making a comeback. He went in there and tried to make things happen the right way. And that's sometimes a difficult thing to do, coming off the bench late in the game. And he,
especially in a game that's not close.
Yes, yes. He attempted to do things correctly with effort and execution in that last couple possessions there on both ends of the floor. And that's why he was my candidate.
But, and I get it. I totally agree with everything you said. But we're going to go with Aiden Wagner tonight.
And well-deserving there.
I like how you set that up in terms of, you know, the kind of kid you like to have on your team in this case.
Every game that he's been into in the last 2 years, he comes in and does what you talked about in your support of that, and that is here in the third period where we're looking for energy. We had nothing going, dead in the water, and he provides that. You can see it. He plays with spark. He plays with enthusiasm. He hustles. He's a team kind of guy. And as you said, he didn't score a basket, but
at
just that
at that yeah, point,
just that kind of chemistry, it's certainly contagious, his energy is. And he was trying to make things happen, and that was a crunch time where if we could have got a couple things to happen, that was our chance to get back in the ball game. So because of that, he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and he is somebody that I'm proud of and has done a great job here in his career at Galesburg High School, a super Silver Streak.
And Aiden did finish with 7 points. And on that note, let's get to our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And the impressive Moline stats from the first half carry right through to the final 16 minutes as well, didn't they?
They sure absolutely did. Streaks 26 out of 63 from the field for 41%. Only 5 out of 23 with a 3 ball for 21%, and a lot of those were disjointed. They were not in rhythm of the offense. They were just, you know, our kids trying to make something happen, to hit that 6-run homer or score a touchdown that gets you 9 points, so to speak, trying to get it all back at once. Can't do that. But here's the key, as you said, with Moline, they were 28 out of 44 for the game for 63% and 10 out of 14 with a 3 ball at 71%. Those two combinations are hard to beat, about as good as it can get. Again, we out-rebounded them tonight. I think this was one of those. Normally, rebounding is a very, very telling statistic. Really wasn't tonight here. They took advantage with that great shooting. They didn't need to rebound it.
Exactly.
We win that 35-22. Turnovers very similar tonight. 14 for us unofficially, 12 for them. Again, their point guard, Harding, was able to make play after play and go wherever he wanted to, whether it was finishing at the rim or finding one of those wings for a 3-ball or an easy dump-off. So he was outstanding for them, as their whole ball club was tonight.
Yeah, if we had a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the opposite, there was no doubter tonight that it was Brock Harding. He was sensational. All right, free throw shooting. Maroon shot well there, too. 14 out of 18 Silver Streaks, just 2 out of 6. 4 Moline players in double figures. Ryan Schimmel with 19, Harding with 17, Kyle Taylor, Rob Pulliam each with 12. Grant Welch finished with 6. And, Alec Ponder had 5. I stopped writing my individual scores down. Maddox Olmstead had 1. And that might be it for the scoring. I had Harding, also their leading rebounder, with 6 tonight. For the Silver Streaks, they actually had 3 players in double figures. DeMarco Harden, 12. Jeremiah Babers, his varsity career high, 11. Drea Gypsiaco with 10. Aiden Wagner, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, with 7. Alex Egyptiaco, 6. Eric Price, only 4 tonight. Again,
that's the key. He just couldn't get untracked in any way, and Moline did a great job on it.
To Moline's defense, absolutely. Caleb Meadows, 3. Nolan Carl, Cohen Derry, and Carl Dorch all finished with 2 as the Streaks fall 80-59. Freshmen lost 53-46. Sophomores also lost 59-31. So that's how things, tough week wrap up for the Silver Streaks, starting off with a loss to Rock Island, which tightened up the Western Big Six Conference race. And then this allows the Moline Maroons to move into a tie with the Streaks for second now, as we get ready to go on that road to Sterling, which gave Rock Island an awfully tough game tonight. And we know they're playing better. And, of course, the first game we played them, it was just as tough as we thought it was going to be. So that's coming up Tuesday night. That won't be easy for sure.
Yeah, we've got a very, very tough week coming up. 2 road games, the longest trips of the year, against 2 ball clubs, one that's getting better and better and very dangerous. And I'm certain that Quincy will be ready to go and dangerous down there. And, you know, those kinds of ball clubs, even in a year where they're struggling, somebody always seems to pull off a win that's unexpected, and I hope that's not with us.
Yeah.
So we need to be ready, and then, of course, we finish off the long week with a home game against UT, and Coach Weber will have that ball club ready to go, and that'll be a dogfight. So a very, very challenging week here in the second to the last week of the season.
All right, so we'll close things out from Wharton Fieldhouse. The only final thought I have to say at this point is, Rock Chalk. Jayhawk.
It looks like, yeah, and I can understand that there. It looks like a big win here for Kansas against Baylor tonight. So at least something good for your day.
Pretty happy guy sitting right here in this spot. Our thanks to Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. For the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman to my left, I'm Brad Binowitz. Moline with a clean sweep of the Silver Streaks boys basketball program here tonight at Wharton Fieldhouse. We'll see you Tuesday night from Sterling. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.